Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
At what age should you start reading to your kids? Should you do it when they're in utero? Should you do it just the day that they're born? Should you do it all through their life, or are there certain times when it makes a bigger difference? My guest is Dr. Pamela High. She's the Director of Developmental Behavioral Pediatrics at Hasbro Children's Rhode Island Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. High. Reading to kids. I love reading to my kids. When is the time to start? Is there a time that's too early or too late?
You know, I would have to say that it's really never too early and it's never too late. So as soon as you have a little bit of time and a little bit of interest, you have a wonderful opportunity that's available to you as a parent to share, you know, to talk, sing, play, and read with your young children.
And give us some tips for reading with the very young children.
Certainly, when a baby is born, the first thing you think about isn't reading to them. But once, you know, everything is stabilized and you've caught your breath and you're hitting a little bit of a stride, infants as young as only a few days or few weeks old are really ready to recognize and to prefer their own parents' voice and to recognize and prefer their own parents' face as well. They can even identify you by smell. And even though they may not identify the words in the book or understand the point of a story, they can respond to the emotion that's in your voice and to the expressions that are on your face when you read with them and talk to them. They like bright contrast. They like bright colors. And they're really most comfortable while they're in your arms.
So with kids, when we're talking about reading, the American Academy of Pediatrics has, you know, published some encouragement for parents to start reading to their children in infancy. So tell us a little bit about why it's so important. What does it do for the children's development?
Well, we know that the child's language world is very important. The number of words that they hear is directly related to the number of words that they know by the time they're three, by the time they enter kindergarten. So having a rich language world is important. And one way of having an even richer language experience is to be able to use books. I mean, for example, how many elephants are in your living room? But there are plenty of elephants in books that you might be reading with a young child. So it just enriches the kind of language that you're talking about. But I think the most important reason that reading with young children is important is that it's a time when parents can really spend special one-on-one time with a young child. And children really know when you are spending one-on-one time with them. It secures the bond between parent and child. It makes the child feel good about themselves. And it's just darn fun all around for everyone.
Okay, so the American Academy of Pediatrics, Reach Out and Read, and Scholastic, Inc. are working with Too Small to Fail, you know, to equip parents with tools to promote early literacy and vocabulary development. Tell us a little bit about this Reach Out and Read program.
Well, Reach Out and Read is an organization that's been around for quite a long time, for more than 20 years, and it partners with pediatricians to help them understand how to use a high-quality children's book within the well-child visit to assess a child's development, and in particular for lower-income families who may not be able to afford the tool that they need to be able to read their child to actually provide that book as part of the visit. And there is great research that shows that this intervention does indeed make a big difference. And yet, there's a gulf between the less advantaged children who live in, let's say, below the poverty line. Only about a third of those children are being read to every day by their parents, children younger than five, whereas in families that are 400% of the poverty line in their family income, about 60% of those children under five are being read to every day by their parents. So those parents maybe could benefit from this information also, but they don't necessarily need a book.
Dr. High, I'm offering this to the listeners right now. I listen with my daughter to the audiobook version of Harry Potter because the guy that reads it is incredible. He's absolutely incredible. And it makes it so that she doesn't even want to turn it off at bedtime. She just wants to keep listening and listening for hours on end. So she's 11. And when do we switch it over?
I am so glad that you're still reading with an 11-year-old.
Thank you. And every single night, we look forward to that time together. It's our time together. And even my 14-year-old son will come in, sit on the floor, and listen while we're listening to this book. Now, when do we say, okay, it's your turn to read or my turn to read? Does that matter as long as something is being read?
I think what matters is that you're really enjoying yourself. You just don't want to stop. That it's special time when you're together. And I don't think it matters so much who's reading. It's the family engagement. And there's such wonderful children's literature out there. Harry Potter is one of the books, but there are many other series as well that are equally as engaging.
There are. And when you look at the technology today, Dr. High, does it matter whether we're holding, for a small child, a board book, a book they can chew on in the bathtub, one of those, you know, soft foamy books, a board book, a regular book, or reading something, you know, an e-book? Is there any difference there?
I think that now I'm getting out on a limb a little bit because there's less data about this than there is, you know, people's opinions. But I think there's something very special about a book for a young child that's fairly indestructible, that if it falls in the bathwater, it doesn't make any difference. If you have a young child who wants to taste the book, it's perfectly all right. You know, children need to explore books in different ways, and sometimes that means dropping the book. And for a young child to have a sense of ownership, to be able to walk over and pick out exactly the book that they want. I mean, that's another thing that's very special about a book. So it would be very hard for me to give up those special books for young children. Yet with older kids, you know, potentially they could have a large number of books on some kind of an electronic instrument. My major worry about that is that those games that can also be on that electronic tablet or whatever are so seductive. I just worry that kids end up flipping over to doing something other than reading when they have those kinds of tools available to them.
I absolutely agree with you. It is very seductive for them to switch over and start playing Angry Birds or something instead of reading on those e-books. But I'd like to send out a big kudos to the libraries because we use our library nearly on a daily basis. And even with the e-book downloads, they have just everything, audiobooks, e-books, and really great people at the libraries to help you with your children to find books. I go in and say my 14-year-old doesn't like to read so much, but he likes cars or he likes music, and they will help find something. So listeners, use your local libraries because they are a great resource to help you and help your children find books that they will love for the rest of their lives. In just the last minute, Dr. High, wrap it up for
you
us.
Know,
your best advice.
Can I just say, in addition, that libraries also have programs for very young children. So they will lend books even for very young children, and they have story time. So parents think they have to wait until children can read before they go to the library and get books for their child or an activity. But yet there are activities for infants and toddlers there as well, crayons, cradles to crayon programs, things like that.
So you have about 10 seconds. Really tell the listeners about reading. Give them your best information.
You know, I would say beginning a daily routine of reading with young children, maybe to wind down at the end of the day and close to bedtime, is a really powerful way to build healthy habits that can last a lifetime, and that there is a huge return on this investment.
Absolutely. Reading to your children is one of life's greatest pleasures. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.